اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورا وفي لساني نورا وفي سمعي نورا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. The journey of Al-Hajj, the beautiful journey that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the believers to do once in their lifetime according to their capabilities, comes with a great responsibility. We are ordered in the journey of Hajj to do certain acts of worship and rituals, and comes with that we're supposed to avoid sins. Avoiding sins is a lifetime way of life that a Muslim practices. But especially in Hajj, we are ordered to avoid sins to make sure that the journey of Hajj is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said in the Quran, in the verses about Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prescribed the Hajj in a certain month, the month of Hajj. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, whoever made Hajj, whoever is in the state of Al-Hajj, the state of Al-Ihram, فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج, which means الرفث, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentioned the meaning of which, anything that has to do with what comes before the intimate relationship between a husband and a wife, words that of intimacy that is forbidden for the Muslim in the state of al-ihram to do. فلا رفث ولا فسوق. الرفث in normal way permissible between the husband and wife, but what is not permissible at all times is al-fusuq, which is being rebellious, being disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, committing major or minor sins. And also something that is forbidden in Hajj, al-jidal, arguments. Arguments that there is no benefit of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade the one in state of al-ihram to be indulging into arguments with one another. Why? Because the heart is supposed to be busy with the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the purpose of such a journey to establish the pillar of al-Islam. We would find in the journey of Hajj, people are arguing with one another, whether it's for the matters of religion or even matters of food and drink and things of that nature, that the shaitan would overtake some people, in which he would deceive them and make them forgetful about the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim going for such a journey should be aware of this and should be patient with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to avoid the haram definitely, and to avoid what is even permissible in other times. But the verse says, فَلَا رَفَثَ وَلَا فُسُوقَ وَلَا جِدَالَ فِي الْحَجِّ. A Muslim in the journey of Hajj, he would make sure that there is no sin. And you would find people, many people, they would ask the question, I said such and such, or argued with someone, is my Hajj valid? Would I would still get the rewards of Hajj? Would I have my sins forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And this is the attitude, of course, of someone that had spent from his wealth and went for the journey of Hajj. This is by itself is a practical way that a Muslim would avoid sins. Sins is such an evil thing. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed nations before is because of the sins. The worst sin that can ever be committed on the face of earth is shirk, associating corners with Allah. And from the first moment that a person in Hajj would declare his Hajj and would say, Labbaik Allahumma Hajja, by that first word to be said, a person is denying shirk, is denying associating corners with Allah, stating the fact that it's only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the one that we worship. So shirk, major sins, innovations in the religion, minor sins, anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbade us in the Quran or in the authentic sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has not been forbidden for play, it's forbidden for a reason, for us to establish the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is no way a Muslim can perfect his iman and perfect his Islam unless he's away from the state of sin. There is the major sin in which also Hajj, by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it as a mean to wipe these major sins, and also the minor sins. The minor sins in which there is no specific verse or a specific hadith that forbade such a sin, but if a person is persistently committing it, no plans to quit a minor sin, this attitude of being persistent is a major sin. And that's why a person going to Hajj, thinking that, for example, maybe smoking, thinking that it's a minor sin. But something like smoking, a person doing it persistently, not having the plans to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this attitude in itself is a major sin. Something that can deprive the person from the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course the major sins like backbiting and others, this is something that a Muslim should avoid. It's few days of Hajj that when we see people sitting together, for example in Mina, in the last days of Hajj, when they don't have much to do with the rituals except the throwing of the pebbles, many people, they would be indulged and busy with backbitings, with harming others, with slandering, with many different sins, that a person left his home and traveled for far distances and ruining one's Hajj by such an attitude. Instead, a Muslim should practice in the journey of Hajj to avoid sins altogether. Someone might say, but it's very difficult. The environment that we live in, the time of fitan that we are living in, it's very difficult to avoid sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from the believers to be always in state of repentance. If a person falls into a sin as a result of weakness, immediately a Muslim should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are sinners, yes, but we should never be persistently committing sins. Every time a person would fall into a sin forgetfully or whatever, immediately the Muslim should repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the meaning of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that every son of Adam is bound to make mistakes and sins. But the best of the sinners, the best of those who make mistakes, are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what a Muslim should be, constantly repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and witnessing the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why we are living at the time that we are living in? By the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for us to be tested. So we don't have a choice but to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most valuable thing in our life is the deen of Allah, is the religion of Al-Islam. Everything can be sacrificed, but not the deen of Allah, not the religion of Al-Islam. And that's why it is feasible for a Muslim to be steadfast on the deen of Allah, especially when we know that everything that is being forbidden is forbidden because it's evil in nature. It's something that is impure. And if people would avoid sins, they would enjoy so much this life, in this life and in the hereafter. But because of the indulgement of the sins and being persistently committing it, they make the life of the believers difficult. It is not the religion of Allah that is difficult. It is the life of the people of sins. They made the life of the believers difficult if they want to be steadfast on the deen of Allah. So in the journey of Hajj, we learn to avoid permissible acts and of course sins that is the source of misery throughout the face of earth. Any calamity on the face of earth is because of the sins of the people. The best people to the people are the righteous ones, are the pious ones. Why? Because these are the people, those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hold the punishment unto the people of earth, because of the righteous ones, because of those who make remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why in any place, in any country, the best people, to the people even, are those who are righteous. They prevent, by their actions and by the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they prevent the punishment and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unto the people. So for us to make our journey of Hajj sincerely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and following the way of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, we need to avoid all sins. Major sins, minor sins. Sins that has to do with the person, with his relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the sins that has to deal with others. That's why even the ulama, they say someone that has a debt, he's not supposed to go for Hajj unless he takes the permission of the one that he took from. Why? Because of the rights of the human beings. The rights of the human beings, something that should be respected and honored, whether it's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. So for the journey of Hajj, for a Muslim to hurt a Muslim with a word, with an action, to avoid the meanings of al-itari, we see that in Hajj because of the crowdedness. So many people are lined up, waiting to go to the bathroom, waiting to make wudu. And you would find in Hajj, when we learn the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَا يُؤْمِنُ أَحَدُكُمْ, none of you shall believe, perfect their faith, حَتَّى يُحِبَّ لِأَخِيهِ مَا يُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِهِ, till he loved for his brother what he loved for his own self. But when we see this in practice, when the environment is not according to what we want, when it's crowded, when it's hot, we won't find ourselves applying this hadith. This is a deficiency. We should never forget about the meanings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is witnessing us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to witness that He is watching us, for us to ponder over these meanings and to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. And that's why it needs patience and it needs struggle, yes. And once the person is patient with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being truthful with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he or she wants to avoid sins. That when we go for Hajj, we should not have the intentions that once we go back to the same old habits. For a Muslim woman not wearing hijab, she would continue to not to wear the hijab. Or for the man committing whatever sins, working in haram, he would still work in haram. What is the purpose of Hajj then? The purpose of Hajj, yes, is to establish the pillar of Al-Islam, and everybody should make Hajj. We should not say that only the righteous ones should make Hajj, but every Muslim, it's an obligation for every Muslim to go for Hajj, whether they are in the state of sin or whether they are not in the state of sin. We have to be careful not to deprive people from such a reward by telling them, you are a sinner, how can you go for Hajj? No, we should encourage them to go for Hajj and then advise them that the journey of Hajj should have an effect on you, should have an effect on our attitudes and our speech and our actions to avoid the sins. And this is a great opportunity for us in the days of Hajj. If you think that you are so deep into the sin, whether it's in sins to do with money or whatever there is, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely in these blessed days and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you among the repentant slaves, to avoid all of these sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is capable of all things, and He is the most merciful subhanahu wa ta'ala. Never you would leave something for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace it by something better. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the authentic hadith, that whoever leaves something for the sake of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would replace it by something better. And this is what we need to leave. We need to leave and abandon sins, and we learn that from Hajj in the verses of the Quran, and we live for the rest of our life a repentant slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala Muhammadin wa ala ahli wa sahbihi wa sallam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.